Chapter 1. The mix of pilfered barbiturates and painkillers mounted on her nightstand cajoled Stacy with a powerful promise of nothingness. Carefully culled from the nurse's med carts over a series of months, the pharmaceutical bonanza was evidence of Stacy's deliberate and systematic plan, the final blueprint for a life wrecked beyond redemption. Darkness crept across the sky earlier each day as winter bore down on the barren landscape outside the window. But Stacy didn't mind. The deepening dusk mirrored the condition of her spirit, bitter cold and fastly fading. After months of turmoil engendered by an unexpected breakup and the chaos of a worldwide lockdown, the encroaching holiday season was another disenfranchised mess of swirling thoughts and emotions. Fortunately, it was a calamity Stacy would avoid if everything went according to plan. Determined to find absolution with a dignified end, Stacy made one last walk through the cookie-cutter townhouse she rented. Conscientiously, she emptied the refrigerator and gave the house a thorough cleaning. That would make things easier for whoever had to pack up the few things Stacy received in the divorce settlement. Beyond that, all that was left to do was turn down the thermostat. As the final bit of preparation, Stacy placed the matter-of-fact farewell letter she penned on her laptop case. Content with her arrangements, the melancholy lady smoothed a hand over the outfit purchased especially for the occasion. Sitting on the edge of the bed, Stacy began to take the random assortment of pills one by one. By the fourth pill, Stacy began to get groggy, the potent dosage of benzodiazepines drowning out the fierce sorrow that called for a swift and painless end. Clumsily plucking two of the opioid pain relievers from the stash, Stacy lifted her wine glass in mocking toast to a shattered life. Her education, the career she excelled at, even the family ties forged through the years seemed like cruel barbs, avid reminders of all the unrealized dreams Stacy still craved. Bits of fractured consciousness, random memories of catechism classes flitted about her tortured mind as the ability to think or reason faded.
"Wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace," Stacy slowly slurred.
"Who?"
her mushy brain questioned.
"Who is my prince?"
Certainly not the man that closed his heart to Stacy's need for reconciliation. Recent, indiscriminate hookups also failed to live up to the princely standard. So, who?
"I will keep you in perfect peace," a soft voice whispered. The woozy woman slowly rolled her head toward the source of the sound, but there was nothing there besides the haloed glow of the nightlight. And music, the ringtone, Stacy's mom by Fountains of Wayne, started to play. A rush of awareness displaced some of the drug-induced haze, and Stacy attempted to reach her phone. Suddenly, a fervent desire to hear her mother's voice one last time overwhelmed the desperate daughter.
"Mom?"
she mumbled as she answered.
"Honey, I can barely hear you,"
Ruth responded before rapidly continuing.
"Charlie was just taken to the hospital."
Struggling to focus on the conversation, Stacy lolled about until she was upright. With arms draped haphazardly over her lap, she tried to prop up her sagging body.
"What, Mom? What?"
Stacy stuttered.
"Charlie fell on the front steps and cracked his tailbone. I couldn't get him back up, so I called the ambulance,"
Ruth frantically relayed.
"I think he might have broken his back."
After years of heartache and failed relationships, her mother finally found one of the good guys. Charlie was a recent addition to their family and a steadfast traditionalist, but he was a kind-hearted man. In fact, it was a bit of a shock when the hearty fellow swooped Stacy up into a bone-bending bear hug the first time they'd met the previous Christmas. Stacy lifted a trembling hand to her face, then shook her head to clear it.
"Oh,"
she feebly gasped as the motion threatened to violently unleash everything she'd swallowed earlier.
"Mom? Mama?"
Stacy stammered, a frantic cry building behind the bile.
"I'm gonna be sick."
On her end of the call, Ruth clasped a hand over her mouth as retching sounded on the other end.
delicate lines etched around her mouth, and eyes deepened as concern welled. And Ruth felt helpless in the face of her family's misery.
"Oh, honey, are you all right?"
she questioned when silence fell heavy across the airwaves.
"I don't think so, Mama,"
Stacy anxiously blubbered, a youthful intonation making the proclamation far more telling than the woman intended.